Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to your Friday show.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Jess just said she's tired in her face, and I feel that.
Yeah, I'm tired. Like you know when, like, your eyeballs hurt?
Yeah, I do.
My eyeballs hurt.
Yeah. Like, I feel that in my soul. Like, you know the night I had the night before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then for some reason, I was like, okay, it's fine. I'm going to go to bed early. And like, last night, I finally probably shut my eyes at 9.
How? Perfect. How did you even go to sleep at 9 after being up since midnight?
So it was such a late day yesterday. And then for some reason, at 2 a.m., my body's like, it's all we need. We're up, baby.
Oh,
so
no.
It's just a little sleepy today, but it's all right. It's Friday. Friday feels so good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Got 2 days ahead of us to do just whatever we want to do.
Charlotte got me my first Dunk-a-Latte ever.
What's a Dunk-a-Latte?
And it's like literally, okay, do you remember when I was talking about it and everyone was freaking out that it was back on the Dunkin' menu?
Kind of. We talk about a lot of things on the show.
No, that's true. We talk about like a lot of Dunkin'
it's like
stuff.
In one ear, out the
but
other.
But this,
usually.
And I haven't tried this yet because apparently everyone's like, oh my God, the Dunk-a-Latte, the Dunk-a-Latte.
It's like and a Dunkin' Latte, I'm assuming.
It's basic. No, it's not though. That's why I was like, what? No, it's almost like a coffee milk base with espresso. So it tastes like an iced coffee milkshake.
Oh.
I've never had anything like it before.
Quick review. You love it?
I love it.
Love it.
Okay. And this sound, do you guys hear that?
Oh, yeah.
God, my favorite sound in the world.
Let's try to set a Maryland record this morning, okay? And I may have done it myself. I will challenge you to beat it. Person living in this state that stood in line the longest for something. Person in the state of Maryland that stood in line the longest for something. Man, y'all, this is now a 2-day saga. I told you this time yesterday. I'm trying to get my hands on a damn new Nintendo Switch. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm 40, almost 42. I know. But this, I tried to get one on the internet.
Okay, forgive me when I asked this.
Yeah.
Is this like a video game or is this like a game console?
It's a game console.
Okay, so this is new.
It's new.
Okay.
And it comes out in about 6 weeks, but you have to pre-order it if you want to get it because they're all going to sell out. And if you don't pre-order, you're not going to get one for a long time, right?
So is this like, as the non-video game person on the show, is this kind of like when people were like a PlayStation 3?
Here, I'm going to put this in the best terms for you to understand.
Because I don't, yeah.
This is like the Eras Tour of Nintendo. All right. We've been waiting on this for years now.
Okay.
And it's finally happening.
Okay.
Okay. So they did a midnight release on the internet.
Wow, midnight.
Couldn't get
Barry Taylor. Love.
Couldn't get one. So the last chance that we Nintendo nerds really had a chance to do it was to go in person to a GameStop.
Oh, that's cool.
To do it.
That's actually really nice.
Man, some people were lining up overnight.
Yeah. Like they like camped out?
Like camped out to do this. Oh. I didn't have the luxury.
I love the dedication.
I did actually go to my job. But some people like took off work to do this.
Yeah, people could have taken off work.
They were way more dedicated than I did. Y'all, literally, I showed up. I took the second I said my final words on this show yesterday about 9:45.
Everyone needs to know yesterday's show was literally all built around Kramer leaving to go get the Nintendo Switch. Like everyone needs to know. Like that is what yesterday's show was about.
Let's go. Let's go.
Getting him out of here.
Get these segments on faster. We gotta go. 9:45. I got the hell out of here. I'm like, I gotta get down to Ellicott City to get to the GameStop to get in line because the store opened. I thought at 11. So I get out of here. I got down there at 10:20. And I was like, okay, the line's not too terribly bad. I think I'm going to be okay. The problem was I was like so frantic to get down there. I was like, all right, I have to pee so bad, but I'm pretty sure that I can hold it for about maybe 40 minutes. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Y'all, I swear to you, I did not realize the store actually opened at 12. Not only did the store not open at 12, it literally took me till about 12:25
to get in there
to check out. I waited for about 2 hours and 5 minutes was my total time in line. I could not pee. The Nintendo nerds decided if anyone stepped out of line, you were not getting back in line.
Wait, the nerds made that rule?
They literally all decided collectively. I did not vote for that.
That is screwed up.
I said that it devolved into Nerd Lord of the Flies.
It did.
Wait, yeah.
Because
they were trying to like get people out.
Yeah.
They were trying to take you out.
2 hours and 5 minutes I waited in line for a thing. I did get one, but oh my God, I cannot believe I waited in line that long.
Was there a bathroom inside GameStop?
There was not. I had to wait. I wait till I got home. It was like 2.5 hours.
What are you talking about? Crazy, are you going to get some kind of infection?
Probably terrible. If there's anybody that can beat waiting 2 hours and 5 minutes for something, would love to hear that story because that's insane. Like, I feel like a crazy person for waiting that long in a line.
But you got what you wanted, right?
I got what I wanted.
And was it the thing? Was it the version you wanted to? Because weren't you like...
Everything that I wanted.
Okay.
It was worth it.
Well,
2 hours and 5 minutes is
crazy.
Didn't
you get a special thing?
Special thing, everything I wanted.
You got a... What is that?
The Mario Kart edition? Great. Perfect. 2 hours and 5 minutes for waiting in line for something is insane.
I thought you meant like they gave you like a special sticker, like maybe like a special shirt or something.
It was like
poster.
A bundle for being like the first 13 people in line.
It's fine.
Like,
it's a Nintendo.
Well,
nerd.
That's great.
It's fine. If you were longer than that,
couldn't
let's hear
be
your story.
Me.
410-583-1065.
I would have peed myself.
You would absolutely wait yourself.
I literally would have been like, you guys, well, if I pee myself now, can no one report me? Because I'm going to pee. Like, I have to pee.
Yeah, you would literally wet yourself.
Oh, my God.
Amanda and Essex, so you can beat 2 hours and 5 minutes. We want to hear this story.
So they did a Game of Thrones pop-up bar at somewhere in D.C., I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cool.
The line wrapped around the building and then around a few more buildings. So the total time we waited in line before we got into the bar was 4.5 hours.
4.5? You stood in the line to get in for 4.5 hours?
Yes.
Like a few questions here. Did they have porta potties available so you could pee, or did you have to hold your pee for 4.5 hours?
They definitely did not have porta potties. I think my girlfriend had to duck out somewhere to try to use the bathroom while I still held our line.
At any point, did you feel like this isn't worth it? Because 4.5, I mean, I would not wait 4.5 for a Nintendo. If they're like 4.5, I'm like, bro, I'm out. Like, I'm not
really?
Like, even at 2, I was like, do I really
Game
want it?
Game of Thrones obsessed, so it was just worth it.
And was the experience like everything you hoped it would be and more?
and more, wow. for sure.
So I support it, honestly.
That might be the record right there, 4.5 for a wait. That's great, Amanda. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, these are getting crazy now. Right now, the record's 4 hours and 5 minutes for a pop-up bar for Stranger Things.
No.
What was Stranger Things? Game of Thrones. Sorry, one of those
Amanda would be so upset.
Let's go to our next competitor, who is...
This is Sophia on 3 in Baltimore.
Sophia, before you tell us your time, where were you? What were you in line for?
I was in White Marsh for a Hello Kitty pop-up truck.
Oh, no. We've heard of this thing.
No,
just,
yes.
Didn't you go to that
went,
too?
I literally went, and I didn't know it was that serious. I went, and I thought I was going to be able to get in line and get my merch and all this kind of stuff. And I showed up, like, midday. That line was wrapped around, like, the entire plaza. I just went and took pictures. I couldn't even get anything. I was like, there's no way.
You can beat 4 hours in 4.5 hours, though? You stood in line for longer than 4.5 hours for this.
I stood in line for 10 hours.
10 hours of that? Are you kidding me?
Why?
Was it a nice day at least? Like, what was the situation? What did you do?
Okay. Oh, my God. It was terrible. Mm. So, basically, what happened is I woke up at 6 a.m. to get there at least around 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got in line, and I was there at the Old Navy, and I had to wait all the way until, like, a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So I can finally, like, at this point, breathe. And my sister and my brother-in-law were taking, like, turns, like, getting stuff, going to, like, the stores around the area and stuff.
Yeah.
I was just in line like a little soldier.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were just a little lemming in the process.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the bathroom. I didn't go to eat.
Wait, hang on.
Sophia. You didn't go to the bathroom for 10 hours?
I attend school. I think I've held it for longer.
Wow. Okay.
There's
that is not healthy. Okay.
There's no way. Wait, are you happy though? Are you happy with the stuff you got? Was it worth it?
That's crazy.
No, because they ended up selling out of the stuff I wanted.
Oh,
and like when it hit 4, it started raining like super heavy.
No.
I mean, that's going to be hard to beat, dude. Standing in line for 10 hours.
I'm sorry.
Wait, hang on. There's Sophia, I hate to do this, but there's actually somebody that can beat that record. Hang on 1 second. This is Sarah in Baltimore. Sarah, wait. You can beat 10 hours standing in line for something?
Yes, I can.
How long were you in line?
I was in line for about 14 hours.
14 hours. 14 hours. Literally, what for what?
What?
Okay, so my mom is like obsessed with NSYNC.
Oh, God.
And
Say less, yeah.
She wanted us to camp out overnight to get tickets for her. Okay, but the kicker is she didn't even go.
To the show?
I was in middle school. No, she went to the show. She wouldn't stay to camp out.
What? Wait, so she had y'all? She made her kids do the dirty work and camp outside?
Okay. It gets worse. It was me, my best friend, my sister, and my stepdad, okay? So we camped out overnight, and we got her these tickets or whatever. Literally, when we went to the show, her and my stepdad had broken up, and she was like, you ain't going to the show.
Wait!
Ooh, stepdad didn't get to go?
Stepdad didn't even get to go.
Okay, so if anybody really loses, it's stepdad here. Let's be honest. I mean, that's rough.
Exactly.
Wow.
We literally camped out all night on that cold concrete and waited for those tickets.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
you
got to see the show, right?
Yeah.
I did. It was a very good show.
Definitely worth it.
Stepdad was the one that really did not get to see the show and just had to sleep on the concrete.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me lose some, I guess.
Sarah, I don't think anyone's going to be able to be that. I'm going through some other calls here. I don't think, 14 hours. We may have to give you the title of the person who waited the longest. That's crazy. Okay, these are getting crazy now. Right now, the record's 4 hours and 5 minutes for a pop-up bar for Stranger Things.
No.
What was it, Stranger Things?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Sorry, one of those
Amanda would
watch.
Be so upset.
Let's go to our next competitor, who is...
This is Sophia on 3 in Baltimore.
Sophia, before you tell us your time, where were you? What were you in line for?
I was in White Marsh for a Hello Kitty pop-up truck.
Oh, no. We've heard of this thing.
No,
didn't
yes.
you go to
I
that, too?
I went. I literally went, and I didn't know it was that serious. I went, and I thought I was going to be able to get in line and get my merch and all this kind of stuff. That, and I showed up, like, midday. That line was wrapped around, like, the entire plaza. I just went and took pictures. I couldn't even get anything. I was like, there's no way.
You can beat 4 hours in 4.5 hours, though. You stood in line for longer than 4.5 hours for this.
I stood in line for 10 hours.
10 hours of that? Are you kidding me? Why? Was it a nice day at least? Like, what was the situation? What did you do?
Okay. Oh, my God. It was terrible. Mm. So, basically, what happened is I woke up at 6 a.m. to get there at least around 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got in line, and I was there at the Old Navy, and I had to wait all the way until, like, a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So I can finally, like, at this point, breathe. And my sister and my brother-in-law were taking, like, turns, like, getting stuff, going to, like, the stores around the area and stuff.
Yeah.
I was just in line like a little soldier.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were just a little lemming in the process.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the bathroom. I didn't go to eat.
Wait, hang on.
Sophia. You didn't go to the bathroom for 10 hours?
I attend school. I think I've held it for longer.
Wow. Okay. That is not healthy.
Wait, are you happy though? Are you happy with the stuff you got? Was it worth it?
That's crazy.
No, because they ended up selling out of the stuff I wanted. Oh, and like when it hit 4, it started raining like super heavy.
No.
I mean, that's going to be hard to beat, dude. Standing in line for 10 hours.
I'm sorry.
Wait. Hang on. There's Sophia. I hate to do this, but there's actually somebody that can beat that record. Hang on 1 second. This is Sarah in Baltimore. Sarah, wait. You can beat 10 hours standing in line for something?
Yes, I can.
How long were you in line?
I was in line for about 14 hours.
14 hours. 14 hours. Literally, what for what?
What?
Okay, so my mom is like obsessed with NSYNC.
Oh, God.
And
oh, say less. Say less,
She wanted us to camp out overnight to get tickets for her. Okay, but the kicker is she didn't even go.
To the show?
I was in middle school. No, she went to the show. She wouldn't stay to camp out.
What? Wait, so she had y'all? She made her kids do the dirty work and camp outside?
Okay. It was, no, listen, it gets worse. It was me, my best friend, my sister, and my stepdad, okay? So we camped out overnight, and we got her these tickets or whatever. Literally, when we went to the show, her and my stepdad had broken up, and she was like, you ain't going to the show.
Wait!
Ooh, stepdad didn't get to go?
Stepdad didn't even get to go.
Okay, so if anybody really loses, it's stepdad here. Let's be honest. I mean, that's
exactly.
Wow.
We literally camped out all night on that cold concrete and waited for those tickets.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you got to see the show, right?
Yeah.
I did. It was a very good show.
Definitely worth it.
Stepdad was the one that really did not get to see the show and just had to sleep on the concrete.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me lose some, I guess.
Sarah, I don't think anyone's going to be able to be that. I'm going through some other calls here. I don't think, 14 hours. We may have to give you the title of the person who waited the longest. That's crazy.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, let's get going, y'all.
Number three.
Ultra marathon open water swimmer Katie Pumphrey kicked off her 2025 open water swim season with a 6-hour swim in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. This swim is her qualifier for her third crossing of the English Channel this July. The Channel Swimming Association requires a 6-hour swim, 6 hours straight in water that's 60 degrees or colder. So obviously that was no problem for the Inner Harbor. And this was also her training for the upcoming Bay to Baltimore swim in May. And this is not just about miles for Katie. She's also shining light on the Inner Harbor's progress as a safe and swimmable resource for the community.
I don't know why she'd be doing that, though.
Like, 6 hours straight.
Can't we just tell the facts and she doesn't need to be doing it? She'd be doing that kind of stuff. And I'm like, just give us the details. You don't need to be swimming in the cold, dirty water. Like, we're cool. We're cool, you know?
Number two.
Guess what is back on the market? The Fire Festival.
Lord.
The brand behind the 2017 Luxury Music Festival disaster is officially up for sale. Billy McFarlane, the mastermind who served time for fraud after Firefest 1 failed miserably, announced that he is selling the entire brand. Now, this includes trademarks, social media accounts, email lists, even documentary rights. Now, Fire Festival 2 is actually supposed to go down in Mexico next month, but as of this week, that's not looking very likely. The website now has a brand assets for sale banner and a digital auction form. Billy said that the brand is bigger than one person and deserves a team with scale, experience, and infrastructure. So clearly, this is a major fail.
Dude, my guy is so wild.
He's
like,
crazy.
You got to give the guy credit.
What? Sometimes, no, you no, don't. No,
let me say
this
one thing about
Billy
McFarlane.
Sounds like a spoiled brat who literally went to jail, and now he was also trying to scam people for more money. It's like no means no, and this man was like, hey, Firefest 2, am I right?
Let me say one thing about him. And there's a couple people that will remain nameless in this, but maybe you can put the pieces together. Sometimes you have to be so
delusional
to be successful. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to be so delusional to be successful.
No, I agree with that statement. I think sometimes you have to be delusional, but you shouldn't be a scammer.
You shouldn't be, but sometimes it's the scammers that get ahead, sadly. Okay.
Number one.
Okay, let's talk about one of the cutest celebrity couple moments we've seen in a while. Did you guys see this video yesterday? It went viral and it's literally everywhere right now. Benny Blanco just pulled off the ultimate promposal for Selena Gomez. So since Selena never got to go to prom as a teenager, Benny made it happen. Like mall photo shoot and all. He rented a limo. He wore a tux. Selena wore a ball gown. And they went on a full prom-style date. And they did the whole thing with, like, corsages, the prom night vibes. And Benny posted the video and said it was more fun than either of them expected it to be. They started dating in like mid-2023, got engaged in December, and they just dropped their first joint album last month. I said, I love you first.
Freaking cute.
I mean, did you see?
No, I didn't see it.
Literally, he shared this, and then it was like, it was on Rolling Stone. It was on E! News. It was on Entertainment. Like, literally everyone was posting this video. And, like, it's just, I can't. Like, I'm so happy for her. Are you kidding me?
I love it, man.
I cannot. I'm obsessed. Yep. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Gold Vision. A website made a list of the dirtiest cities in America. And, yeah, we are definitely on this list. They analyzed 12.3 million sanitation-related 311 complaints placed over the past year from problems with garbage and waste. And in the end, they found Baltimore is the dirtiest city in America, ranking number one with 47,295 sanitary-related complaints per 100,000 people.
So what I'm hearing is we're the best. Yeah, we're number one.
We're number one.
We won.
We are number one.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm, wow. Mm-hmm.
And also a little close to home for me, Sacramento was in second place. Now, Sacramento is 45 minutes from my hometown. Spent a lot of time there. I got married there. Yeah. Sacramento is in second place.
Also, so this very
is,
dirty.
This is a little weird, though. So if you're wondering, New York City, 16th.
Wow.
16th place.
That seems okay. Let's talk. And I know that might sting. We just got voted the dirtiest city in the country. Let's talk through this, though. All right. Very level-headedly for a second. Do you think that we deserve that title? Do you think? And let's look at ourselves very objectively.
Honest conversation.
Yes. Let's not get carried away here. Do you think that Baltimore deserves to be voted the dirtiest city in the country? I mean, I got to be honest. We're pretty dirty at times. As someone that just got back from New York, I don't think we're dirtier than New York.
I don't think we're number one in New York is 16.
I don't think that's fair.
And then also,
New York's really nasty.
Apparently Milwaukee is the cleanest. And then Philly got third place for like third most cleanest. I think that's fake. Yeah, like.
Sorry, I lived there for 2 years, so right? I'm allowed to laugh.
I think someone made this list that has some beef with us personally. There's no way Philly is cleaner than us, and there's no way that New York is 16th and we're number one.
What was the criteria?
So basically, they're saying it's the complaints are 311 sanitation related, and that can range from like garbage to waste. And you know what though? Here's this little side note too. As far as let me defend my people real quick. The side notes for Sacramento, they encourage residents to call 311 for anything they need. So it may not necessarily be like garbage or waste. Hey, like we need more bins, or hey, like we need a certain service.
Stop defending.
So maybe. I don't know. That could also be taken into account.
So this is more so like who called 311 the most?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
All right.
Are we dirty? Yeah. Are we
dirty.
The dirtiest? No.
Do you think Baltimore deserves to be the dirtiest city in the country?
Is it the rats thing?
Like the rats definitely doesn't help. The rats definitely doesn't help.
The whole East Coast has rats.
I mean, no one else has a trash wheel family. You know what I mean?
The trash wheel being an icon doesn't help.
We love a theme.
It doesn't help.
But it does clean up the bay.
You're right.
But there's a lot of things working against us.
But there's a lot of stuff that has to clean up.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Five.
Let's go. We've given out $2,000 in free gas this month. Let's go for three right now with caller number 10 in our $1,000 minute. Hi, who's this?
Philly.
Philly?
Yeah, Philly and Rudy and Annika.
Philly and Rudy and
I think
Annika.
Dilly, like Dilly, like with a D?
D, with a D.
Oh,
yeah.
Dilly. And Rudy and Annika.
We were on your show for pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
What's
the pretzel
up?
Community. Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
respect for the pretzel.
Let's go.
Can we call you guys like the pretzel family? Can we like pretzel family is a new nickname? Oh, yeah. You are caller 10. Welcome. Yes. Yeah, sorry. We got excited. We got excited. It was you.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Wait, have you guys played $1,000 Minute yet?
No, this is our first time. Well,
Let's go. Let's get this done, man. $1,000 up for grabs and free gas. Jess is going to explain everything. Then we're going with the crew. The pretzels are over here. Jess,
if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Pretzel family, are you guys ready?
Definitely.
We are so ready.
Let's do this. Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What gas do humans need to breathe?
Oxygen.
Correct. Question number two. Who painted the Mona Lisa? Or you can pass.
Vincent Van Gogh?
It's not Van Gogh. Gosh, you guys know a lot about pretzels. I wish we had a pretzel trivia question to ask. I really do.
It's okay. Let's just play.
I got an unhappy car now.
No, you guys, do not be bummed. I think you should be really excited you got through. It's Friday. You know, let's just play for fun. Nobody be upset. We're all just trying to have fun.
I'm going to make up a pretzel trivia question. They won't know the difference, so let's just keep going.
Okay, let's see. So who painted the Mona Lisa? That is Da Vinci.
Yes, Da Vinci. I know. There's so many you could choose from there. I know.
Let's see how you'd have done for the rest. Question number three. What movie starred Hugh Jackman as P.T. Barnum?
You know this.
The circus one?
Yes, exactly. The greatest showman. Question number four. What Shakespeare play features the line, to be or not to be?
Hamlet.
Right. Question number five. What is the square root of 144?
This is all you.
You know this. I feel like you're probably doing this right now at school, Rudy.
Square root 144 is
12. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now hang on. This is going to be a little painful, but let's try to answer this question. Are you ready?
Question number six. Which artist is known for cutting off part of his ear?
God.
That's Van Gogh. There you go. And then question number seven. Which U.S. president appears on the $50 bill?
On the 50, Benjamin?
Ulysses S. Grant.
That's 100. Okay, let me ask you guys a bonus question. What's the best snack at the O's game? Best snack at the O's game is what?
You got this one. Best snack at the O's game?
That's the pretzels, baby.
That's the pretzel. There's no doubt in that question. So, all right. Good job, you guys. Hey, that's crazy. We had our artist mixed up there a little bit, but it's okay. It's all good. I want you guys to try back again on Monday. We're going to come back in here. We're going to have 7 more trivia questions worth $1,000 more in free gas. We hope you guys have the best weekend ever, and thank you for trying the $1,000 Minute, okay?
Thanks to you guys.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashen for their top-tier performance gas. That means fuel at Dashen meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashen.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home-and-away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, this is Avery from Canton. Avery, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology from my friend who stole my wedding theme behind my back.
No.
How did she steal your theme? Why? Or why did she steal your theme?
Okay, so my wedding is coming up next year. Mm-hmm. And I planned this whole theme for my wedding. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to do it with dinosaurs above our heads.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
That's awesome.
It's very unique. It's going to be at a museum. We don't just have dinosaurs.
Okay.
And
oh, that's so cool. Okay. Okay, Jurassic Park, like pop off.
Yes, we're big fans. So anyway, I won't say the museum because I don't want anybody else to steal my idea again.
Okay. Okay.
I've been so pumped. I've been telling my friends. It took me forever to come up with this idea.
Okay.
And I just found out that one of my friends booked the exact same venue with the exact same theme 3 weeks before my wedding.
Wait, did she know that you were going to do this? Because that's a pretty unique. So you told her that you were doing this. And she knew. Did she know your dates and everything?
She knows my date. She knows the theme. She literally knows everything. And I had to find out from a friend that she went behind my back and stole my idea.
Shut
up. And there's literally, no, seriously, there's nowhere else she could have gotten this idea.
Oh, hell. Wait. Hang on a second. So you come up with this unique concept.
Yeah, I've never heard of something like that.
And you tell her everything.
A dinosaur.
And then she goes and copies and pastes it, and she's going to do it 3 weeks before yours?
Yep.
Well, what did she say when you were like, dude, what the heck are you doing?
Well, it's very convenient because she won't answer any of my calls. It's literally so shady. I've been trying for 2 weeks to talk to her.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, girl, we have the same friend group. They're going to, what, go to the exact same wedding 3 weeks later?
So, so you're like, what? Like, what the hell? Like,
okay, I'm like very triggered right now.
That's pretty, same venue,
I feel
same
for
theme.
You because I got married last year, and planning a wedding is no joke. It consumes your life, and like you spend so much time trying to curate every single piece and every single part. And like, I get that people get married at the same places all the time, but like to literally copy, like this is, I'm sorry, but a dinosaur wedding,
I've
that's not common.
I've never heard of a dinosaur wedding.
You know
before.
What
that's
I mean? Like, and at this museum, like, I don't know. I would be pissed.
Well, what do you want? Like, what do you want to do at this point? Like,
I first want an apology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I want her to cancel it.
Ooh. Wow. I mean, is that even?
I don't know how realistic it is to request that of her.
I don't care. She made this choice. You cannot steal my whole wedding theme. It is so messed up. And I want her to admit that she stole this from me.
I mean, I will say that'd be, it'd be a really weird coincidence if she did not. Right?
I don't think it's a coincidence. I mean,
like,
there's no way.
She did not steal it, and like she just happened to plan a dinosaur-themed wedding.
Because like, if you're gonna tell her, I feel like she would be like, "Oh my gosh, we're doing the same thing." Because like, clearly you guys know. I'm assuming you guys are both aware that you're getting married around the same time. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 weeks. I mean, that's,
and which is why you're confiding in each other about this. This is so messy.
Okay. Well, we can try. That's what this is all about. So if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, we reached out to Lauren and we said, hey, there's somebody that wants to bring you on our radio segment about forgiveness. Are you interested in coming on? We're just not going to let you know who it is. Charlotte was telling me she seemed very quiet, almost like she knows, but she doesn't want to let us know who it is. So it's like, I think she has a feeling of who this might be. I don't know if we can get somebody to like cancel their wedding. Though.
Yeah, I don't know about the venue thing with the whole deposit situation.
That might
but
be a big ask.
Yeah, but at least get her to admit to it.
Avery, just don't let her know that we have you on till we give her a chance to guess that it's you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Hang on one second. Let me get on Lauren then. Hi, Lauren. Good morning.
Hey, morning.
Thank you for agreeing to do this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
So I know that Charlotte explained to you when we set this up that this is our segment about forgiveness. And obviously there's somebody that wanted to bring you on to make things better with you. Was there anybody that came to mind that might want to bring you on a radio segment like this?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. The person that wanted to bring you on today is your friend Avery.
Why in the world did you steal my wedding theme?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You knew the venue, you knew the date. You were invited and I told you. And then you stole my wedding theme.
Lauren, Avery shared with us that just because obviously you guys are getting married around the same time that you guys have been confiding in each other about wedding planning and all the things that go along with that. And after Avery shared with you her very unique and niche location, venue, and theme of her wedding, she found out from another friend of yours that you just so happened to book the same exact everything just 3 weeks before her wedding.
I mean, you were all over the place with your ideas. I didn't know that you decided to do that.
I'm not
your wedding planner.
Yeah.
Wait, Avery, is that true? Like, was it not maybe solidified? Did Lauren actually not have the information that was for sure what you were doing?
I had a lot of ideas in the beginning, but she's gotten a themed invitation.
Oh.
Like, she knows.
Just because the invitation looks like something, I didn't just assume that's what was happening.
Well, wait, what? What you mean? Like that kind of is the tell-all of what the vibe is, though.
Well, I mean, honestly, she knew. My mom knows someone there. So I got a good deal. And honestly, she doesn't own the theme or the place, so other people are going to have weddings there.
Sorry, but instead of helping me, when you have a connection there, you take it for yourself.
Yeah. It's still my wedding day, too, Avery. It's not just about you.
Damn, this is complicated.
You realize that we have the same friends. They are going to go to your wedding, which is really the wedding you stole from me. And then 3 weeks later, they're going to go to my wedding, which was my idea, and it's going to be the same exact wedding. And it's going to look really bad on me, and I think that you need to find a different plan.
Do we feel like she needs to cancel this wedding? I mean, I don't think she does at this point.
I don't think she needs to cancel because I just don't think that there's any way and there's too much money involved. But I do think that she owes Avery an apology. And I do think, Lauren, that you should admit that you stole the idea. You copied it. Like, just say that.
Do you want to at least make that you stole the idea?
No, I'm not going to say I stole the idea when I didn't know. Maybe she inspired the idea, but I did not intentionally steal her idea. We had a beach wedding, what? You just own beach weddings now? Nobody else can have a beach wedding? That's it should be about the people.
But you stole this
Avery,
idea.
Not the venue. You're no sooner to be husband.
You, if it's about the people and not the venue, then change your venue. And if you can't even acknowledge that you stole that all from me, then just rip up the invite because you're not invited.
Damn.
Wow. I mean, I'm not going to apologize for wanting my day to be special. So I guess both get to enjoy our own day by ourselves.
Stacy from Joppa. Hi.
Hello. Karma is going to get you.
Who's right? Yes, who's
her
wrong?
Her wedding is not going to be what she thinks it's going to be. There's going to be all kind of mess ups. More power to her.
Do you feel like Lauren stole the theme then?
She definitely stole the theme.
Do you feel like then she can't have like a because I mean when she said like what, so just because you had a dinosaur theme, but then she also said like what, so you have a beach wedding, nobody else can have a beach wedding because that's your beach wedding?
I think that's so different. I think that's
I
so
certainly
different.
Think she didn't come up with no dinosaur theme.
So
yeah, no. And listen, I'm not saying like also Lauren got a hookup on the venue, by all means take advantage of that. I don't think that we can tell her or anyone should tell her to like screw up her deposit and all that kind of stuff. But as far as the theme, you're wrong.
It's off limits. So the second that Avery was like, I'm doing this wedding, then nobody that she knows is allowed to do anything at that venue or at that theme. Like it's off limits. Is that, I just want to get unofficial rules from everybody.
Yes. The dinosaur is going to bite her.
Yes. There's a thread on Reddit this morning of a list of rules that travelers want everyone to follow on an airplane. And there is one on here that honestly needs, it's criminal. Like, get it out of here. Like, what do you want?
Why are you so triggered by this, man?
Okay, so there's this list. And honestly, I agree with most of it where it's like, it's just kind of common courtesy on like what people should be doing when you're on a plane.
Yeah.
First on the list, like use headphones. No one wants to hear what you're watching or listening to on your phone.
Does anyone not do that?
Oh.
Do they not?
You would be surprised.
Really? I haven't flown as much the last year and a half.
I have. I've definitely either seen an adult do it or like if kids are watching something and it's like super loud.
Please, y'all put headphones on. That's wild.
Yeah,
that's
mostly
crazy.
Only kids on planes.
That's
I
bad.
Think,
okay, sure. Yeah, we can all agree on that.
Yeah. Next on this thread, do not put your feet up on the armrest of the person in front of you.
I don't know. Y'all really lose your manners when you get on airplanes.
And speaking of feet, also taking off your shoes. Can we group that in as well?
You're really, for some reason, people really, like anywhere in public, everyone acts really okay with their feet for some reason.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And for some reason, when you get on airplanes,
y'all
get so weird and nasty with your feet. And I don't know what that is. Like you act like you're at home and that's not home. That's not your house. You don't live there. You don't need to take your shoes off. Leave your shoes on. Don't get too comfortable. Yeah. Like if you're on a bus, you don't take your shoes off. If you're in a car, you don't take your shoes off. Like just leave your shoes on. Do not prop them up onto the seat in front of you. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. No, don't do it. Yes, what else?
This is the one that irritates me.
Jess, we're talking about this now for so long. Yeah.
People online are saying, do not lean back your seat on an airplane.
Why does this one bother you so much?
Because why are you telling me, like, it literally leans back for a reason. So why would you get mad or push up my seat if I'm leaning back,
dude,
and it's like my chair?
It's okay. Just because something can do something something doesn't mean that you should do something.
But if this is like a, if this is between like a 6 to 9 hour cross country flight and I'm trying to sleep, I'm going to lean back.
I really struggle with this because, yes, I understand that you are able to lean your chair back. But every time that somebody in front of me does, I never do. I never lean my seat back. Because first off, it's never enough to do anything. Like, what is that doing for you?
It makes a massive difference.
What is that? It literally makes a massive difference.
First off, for like 6+ hours,
No, it does not. That little centimeter that you just got is not going to make your flight any more different or comfortable. It does not.
It does for me.
And the thing is, if you lean yours back, then I have to lean mine back to get a reasonable amount of space again.
What you're really doing is impeding so bad on the person behind you. Because let's be honest, that personal space you really get in front of you on an airplane is so small that when the person behind you really puts their seat back, it gets so bad. I really do not think that anybody should be leaning their seat back.
Listen,
Shirley, do you agree on that?
If it's not snack time, if we're having the snacks, okay, fine. But like, if it's like super early in the morning and it's cross country and all that kind of stuff, I'm leaning my seat back.
If it's like
nighttime, if everyone's like lights down, then you can lean your seat
night
back,
only though.
But if we get right on the plane and like I'm just trying to get myself settled and you're like, okay, like let's get cozy, like then I'm gonna be annoyed.
Jess is so adamant that like that's the thing, and Charlotte and I are like, no. Like, does that annoy you when people lean back? Are you like, I'm a leaner backer? The show always gets real loopy at this point. You've entered into the fun part of Friday. We call this Friday Cry.
It's time for Friday Cry. Feels good to let it out.
Really quick, a very passionate discussion on the text line right now about the chair back.
I think we may just need to go back to it.
We hit a nerve with that.
To give everyone space to talk about it.
We were asking about the should you lean your chair back or not on
the
airplane.
Are you a lean backer?
And it literally seems like that's a very what's the word?
Polarizing
discussion. As I'm going through text right now.
It's either you are or you're not.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you hate people. Who lean their chair back.
Right now, though, this is a game based on tiers. Jess is a very sensitive person, and we've given that some space and created a little game show around it. She is going to tell you three stories right now of why she may have potentially cried as a sensitive person. Now, two of these stories are going to be a made-up reason of why she cried, and then one of them is going to be a real reason of why she cried this week. And you've got to try to figure out what was the real cry this week. Let's go right now, ladies and gentlemen. We call this Friday Cry Day. And we'll start with story number one.
Story number one. This week I was traumatized by a bee again. Here I am driving, minding my own business, really enjoying the sun with my windows down because it was like the nicest day we had had in a very, very long time. And then I stopped at a red light and a massive bee flew into my car. I started freaking out because I was like in the middle, so I couldn't pull over and I closed my eyes. I don't know why. I was just so scared. But when I opened my eyes, I didn't see it and I thought it was gone and flew out. But I was wrong.
It was still in?
I realized at this point when I was on the freeway, it was still in my car. And like, I just started crying, freaking out because I'm trapped. Like, I'm not going to pull over on the freeway.
Of all people.
So I'm just crying. I'm just basically sobbing with my windows down.
Lord, that's the wrong person, Mr. B. Of all people. Anybody else could probably handle it, not Jess. All right, story number two.
Story number two. So we were doing like a stream and park cleanup for Earth Day. It was awesome. But when we were done, I had to pee. The problem was there weren't any real bathrooms available that I would feel comfortable with using. And I really do have like a phobia of like porta potties and everything like that. So I jump into my car freaking out because it's kind of like residential where we were. So I'm like, where am I going to go? Because I really, really have to be. And then I saw this boat place and I pull over and I was just like, I was just picking up trash for Earth Day. Is there any way I can please, please use your guys' bathroom? Because I'm not purchasing a boat, but like I really have to pee. Expecting them to be like, I was expecting this man to like really be mean to me, obviously. He literally was like, oh my God, of course, come on in. The nicest human, the staff, the nicest people, the bathroom, immaculate, clean, pristine. It smelled amazing in there. And I literally cried because I was like, I have not been met with that kind of kindness in this particular like predicament ever in my life.
Jess gets so stressed out with her urine. It's like, it's crazy the amount of anxiety it brings her. Okay, story
that was Riverside
three.
Marine in Essex, by the way. Okay. Shout out, y'all. Shout out to them. Bless you, Charlotte.
Well, Charlotte.
Story number three. So round one of the draft was last night, and I only got to watch a couple minutes because it was really late and it was already past my bedtime. Yeah. But I did get to see Travis Hunter. He got drafted second overall to Jacksonville Jaguars, and he is from Jacksonville. He was playing in Colorado. Like, imagine working your entire life to make it to the NFL, and then when you do, you get to go home to do it, to play for your hometown.
Oh yeah.
And like, he was so excited, and he goes, I really want to cry but I can't because I am too excited to cry. And I started crying. Oh, for him.
Yeah,
I started crying for that little boy. I'm so happy for him.
Yo, this is hard because that third one sounds right. I never know the answer, by the way. I try to play along with you. The third one sounds right, but God, the B one could... But I know how stressed out she gets when she has to pee. I'm going too personally, but which one do you think made her cry? We're going to start today with Betty in Westminster. Hi, Betty.
Hey, good morning.
What's the real one? Is it story number one, number two, number three?
I think it's number one.
It's the B story for you.
Yeah, I can totally, sorry, Jess, but I can totally see her freaking out driving with the bee in her car.
Don't apologize.
No, I don't think it's wrong. Jess, was it the bee story?
It was not the bee story because remember, it's two lies and a truth. Now, I did get trapped in my car with the bee. That is true.
Yeah.
And it was at a stoplight and I did close my eyes. I probably could have caused an accident. Thankfully, I didn't. but the windows were down and it did fly out.
But so, I was but no but, crying.
No crying, but freaking I didn't. Out, yes. I did have a freak out.
Crying, no.
But crying, no.
Okay, there she goes. Hey, Betty, the deduction skills, solid, tears, no. Thank you for trying.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. Let's go to Dawn and Joppa. Hi, Dawn. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
We got two stories left. Which one do you think was a real cry this week?
I think number two is.
That was the one where she was crying because the guy with the boat shop let her pee there.
It was so nice to go to the bathroom, yes.
Yeah, now why?
I actually have a daughter that has anxiety like that.
Oh, my God.
And there's so many times, and there's so many times that people say no, unfortunately, and she's a child.
Yeah.
I mean, she's cried. I've cried with her.
People are oddly...
Do you guys see someone, like, do you know a therapist? Like, is there anyone that you see, or is this something you guys are working through on your own?
Talking about this.
I just work on her anxiety for it, and she needs to let me know she needs to go to the bathroom quicker.
Okay.
Quick side note.
Doesn't have to hold it as much.
Okay, this is probably something I need to work
the
through.
The wrong time for this, but, like, we're trying to find somebody, and if you know somebody, and we don't even know the right kind of therapist for this,
I know.
We want to try to get somebody on the radio show that can talk to us about why Jess has such bad pee anxiety.
I have severe pee anxiety.
Yeah, so if you're like a therapist, like, oh my God, I could totally know what type of therapy that would need and would be willing to come and talk to us on the radio about that.
Yeah.
Reach out to us because I think that'd be really interesting. Jess, was that the real cry this week? Because I think that's also the real cry.
I actually didn't cry.
Did not okay. real cry.
I did not cry, but that is true.
I almost said number three because it's very emotional too. To see a man almost cry, that's also emotional too.
Yeah.
Yes, but like I didn't cry, but like that is so real. He was so nice to me. I think I was just so happy to be relieved. I didn't cry for that one.
She just had to go at that point. Thank you, Dawn. Have a great weekend. All right, this is going to be a very easy game. Let's go to Dakota up in Towson. What's up, Dakota?
Hi, what's up?
Well, we've made this very easy for you.
Yes, you have.
What is the real cry this week?
The real cry was Travis Hunter being selected to the Jaguars.
Hey, there we go.
Yes!
Right there. There we go.
You guys, I love seeing people chase after their dreams and catch them. I just love they're waiting in the back with their family. They've been working their whole lives to achieve this. And it was when he was like, he literally said, he was like, I'm just so thankful they chose me.
Aww.
And I was like,
just the little guys too. You know what I mean?
They're just
so starting
young.
Out. I know.
And I could not. I was sobbing. And then I had to go to sleep.
Well,
I was just sobbing.
I mean, Dakota, you kind of had your work cut out for you today. We'll be honest. But for
yes,
you.
Yes, I did.
For you, you are the winner of Friday Cry Day. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We'll come back. next week and play Friday Friday. Everybody enjoy their weekend.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.